25 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Friday morning. Now, regularly we have contact with our sponsors of the morning show, Bidvest McCarthy, Toyota Bolito, and Donovan Chisholm is back in the studio. Nice to see you again.
Thanks, Dave. Likewise.
And you've brought with you a friend from the sporting world, Greg White. You've been in before, but many years ago, 10 years ago, when I still had hair.
Join the club.
Me too.
Yeah, it's interesting how time goes by, and the hockey world in this part of the world has once again been reborn and is now flying because you have revitalized the Impies Hockey Club.
Well, I'd love to say me, but yeah, massive collective effort. Yes, it has. It's grown exponentially. We now have 4 men's teams, 3 ladies' teams outdoor. We have the nice part about it is the kids have got involved in the senior section. So it's a dads and lads in our lower side and moms and daughters in our lower side. So
oh, that's cool.
Next generation's coming.
And I see you're proudly supporting, sporting the Impies logo on the shirt. And that is part of what we're talking about today is the Toyota, the Bidvest McCarthy Toyota sponsorship of your strip.
Yeah. So Dave and I met, let's say by accident.
Donovan.
That, I'm talking to Dave. Donovan and I met by accident on a golf course, and one thing led to another, and we're trying to engage with the local community. So we have 2 other partners, but Don phoned me up and said they're keen to get involved. So they've sponsored our strip for our first and second men's and ladies' side. So, yeah, it's just a community-based opportunity again.
Well, it's great advertising for the brand, sure. Clearly. It's a win-win. That's the best type of partnership that one can have. What is the Toyota interest or the Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito interest in the sponsoring of hockey kit?
So on that note of interest, you do know the interest rates have come down, Dave. So should see you in there for some replacements. But yeah,
do see me in for replacements of
no. Just are you gonna,
give me a new car? That's nice. He's bringing me a new car. Fantastic. I wanted to speak to you about that.
He was on sponsorship.
I pulled into to a fast food outlet the other day and parked next to this enormous SUV sponsored by Bidvest McCarthy with some unknown rugby player's name on it. And I thought, what the heck? We're driving a Corolla, and here's an unknown oak truck. I want to speak to you.
Opportunity knocks.
He's a lot bigger than you, Dave.
Yeah, no, but really, does he give you the ad?
No. Thanks for asking that. First of all, he's alluding to the game that we played. He did get a hole-in-one, so just to mention. Greg, on the day that we played.
Thanks, Tom.
Well done. But yes, to the relationship, to be honest with you, anybody can put a sign on a kit and a name and everything. And realistically, I think that's what sponsors have done in the past, and just see it as that. Reality is we in this town are still very much a village-based community, and I think that's what we need to strive, all of us, big business, small business, and friendships, you know, can still be done around the table. So for us, showing that to the community, being part of it and being part of their structure and keeping the money here, Dave, and if my quote's out type thing, you need to be able to come sit around the table and have a discussion with me, because you're going to see each other in the gym, on the beach, in the mall, and that's our investment approach. In this is to bring back to the community, keep it within. I live here. I don't live in Durban North. My kids go to school here. I work here. I invest back in here.
I think the philosophy is extremely good. We're fortunate, although this is no longer a small village.
Sure.
It has become a very hot property on the South African landscape. But generally speaking, it is small enough to be able to have the reach, if you like,
the relationships
that you're looking for. In other words, you sponsor a hockey side, there's a huge interest in the community in certain sectors, and the visibility, if you like, of the brand therefore gets a lot of exposure. And it makes so much sense that you support local initiatives, because you're right. The local economy is really important to the well-being, I think, of the entire region. And it makes a lot of sense that there is this kind of mutual support.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that in turn, the hockey side is well, you tell us about that.
I think for us also, the opportunity is we also now need to give back. You know, it's not a matter of just take. So we have junior tournaments where all the other clubs come here, and it's an opportunity for Bidvest and McCarthy to be able to put their brand out there, put advertising up, come down. We also have a home and away structure. We have centralized fixtures. So, you know, there's multiple opportunities to showcase their product, and I think, you know, and also through social media, just tagging people in, the followers. We're lucky enough to have national players that play for us, both in the indoor and outdoor sector, so they have massive followings.
You all drive Toyotas. I know that's a fact.
That's called a process. and that's the nice thing about the opportunity with these guys is they now have a database to actually now target,
market the brand,
look after.
But talking about that, because it's important, that's why we're doing what we do. Donovan, you mentioned the fact that the interest rates have come down again. It's the third cut in a very short space of time. Is it making much difference to the... I see the new car sales figures in this first quarter have shot out all the lights compared to last year. That means... And right at the top of the tree, by the way, is the Toyota Hilux.
Sure, yes. Still proudly up there. So, yeah, it will always make a difference. Definitely there's been a little bit more energy. I'd say really in the last month and a half or so, there was a speed bump in the process, obviously, with the whole VAT story, and I think that's just business-wise all around, and it's probably taken a little bit of time to recover from that for everyone, not just in our market, but certainly this will jumpstart some energy to the second half of the year, and we can see it, we can feel it.
So, and you've got some good products in the store at the moment?
Yeah, Dave, you know, Toyota, takes a while for things to change. There's some really, really exciting stuff coming out next year, which I can't tell you about now because I don't know, but there's some stuff. But for the moment, there's...
Very Irish.
I can see his cards from here, Dave. He's holding them close to his chest.
So, but look, things like this is very exciting for us. And, you know, the vehicles are there the same. We've got... Obviously, right now in the Corolla Crosses, we have like really, really, really good deals. They've got loads of new features. I think you're driving one of the new ones. So, yeah, come in and see. We've got some good stuff. And I just want to say, on the note of the MPs, my daughter plays for one of the teams, and just going there and seeing the environment and how well it's run and structured, and the team, the spirits, the everything. You know, if you feel like your kids needing something to do outside of, you know, rugby or other sports, it's really a good setup, and it's right here on our doorstep. It's right in our community.
That's a good endorsement, Greg. For those listening that might be interested in joining the club, how do you go about it?
It's all online, hey? There's MPs Hockey. Just look us up. We've got Tam who looks after us. She does all the admin. She'll respond directly. Jen through the Flag Farm, which you guys are very closely associated with. She's our ladies captain. Most people know her, so it's pretty easy to find us, but all on social media, MPs Hockey.
Extremely active and a wonderful... You know, there's so many folk coming to the area, so they just can't meet people and make friends, and it's sad. But generally speaking, this is a very good way to do just that. Join the club, and you will definitely meet people and make friends.
It is. It's an unbelievable opportunity. I mean, we've got guys driving through from Umhlanga now to come play here. It's a fun family. Yeah, it's a cool environment to be part of. Yeah. And don't misunderstand, it's bloody competitive as well. It's not just about pitch. It's we want to go out there and we want to perform. We've got some quite a bunch of provincial hockey players that play with us. I mean, the Masters ladies came out of here. We had 9 of them that went to the World Cup. Sure. So, yeah, it's a good, fun, tough...
The Impies Hockey Club. Imbalito.
Umhlali Impis.
Is it one of the oldest?
Yeah, Umhlali Impis is actually one of the oldest clubs.
But you're based in Imbalito. Out of Ashton, on those beautiful AstroTurf fields. You have the clubhouse at La Piazza, as you were saying. Yeah. It's very social, it's very lekker, and it is very central. So you'll be welcome to join, I'm sure. And, of course, if you're looking for a good ride, you only have to go just to the round the corner from where we're broadcasting to the entrance to the Lifestyle Center. You'll find Bidvest, McCarthy, Toyota, Belito, very lovely people to deal with. And there's where you'll find my special guest, Donovan Chisholm.
Yes.
He kind of rules the roost there, you know. He's everywhere.
I'm not the rooster.
Chicken man. He's on the sports field. He's in the showroom. He's in the pub. He's everywhere. Mostly in the pub, I think. But okay. A lot of business is done there. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
Very special chatting. Greg. And we look forward to reconnecting in a very short space of time. The morning show continues.